Hát te bizet nem tudsz csinálni.
Új.
A kérdem, és ezért nem tudsz csinálni. Quand j'ai déjà le laptop, parce que je pensais.
Oui, non, non, mais c'est bien de.
Quelque chose, mais c'est plus toujours utilisé.
Ah non, 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 non. Parce qu'on est censé arriver dans la salle. Mais... oh, yes, we are supposed to speak in English. That's true. Okay.
You don't put your.
Yeah. Oh, no. So this is the entry. Everything. So we are here to just make the point. Well, make the point, yeah. Make the status about the shot detection.
Okay.
To, so you have applied the shot detector to some of the Cinetis video, or at least one. And so we can basically maybe just comment on this. Maybe quickly remind what the shot detector is, how the shot detector is working, basically. We might be able anyway to give you some reference. I mean, your report, it should be described there. Or
yeah, yeah, I have, yeah. Actually, yeah.
You have the report?
The report here, okay. And the demo. And the goal of this meeting is to present the video shot detector to...
To Olivier.
Olivier.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, it was... My project during my internship at IDIAP under the supervision of Jean-Marc. And as you saw in the email, I sent. I didn't send. This video is the new one. I just processed from your images.
Ah, okay, yeah, it's a kayak. I was not even.
Let's start by the.
With the other one, okay.
Cinetis demo one.
By the way, I was going to ask, so I had seen the video. You did a downsampling of the video, right? I mean, for browsing, I mean.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So this was. Okay.
So this is a hierarchy called normally. So you have scenes and shots.
Yeah, but here on the left you have different scenes.
Because for instance we could probably, you know, like group all the initial ones into one scene, and maybe after when there's some things inside it should be another scene. So,
so this detector detected 30 shots, and if you click on a plus button you can expand it and see the keyframes that are in fact 5 extracted frames from the shot.
Which are extracted, I think.
But I think as it is, it's extracted without using subshots. It's simply
downsampling.
Downsampling. Okay. So we can see the video actually.
Yeah.
The entire video. And open with your player. I hope it will work. So we don't have the sound, and it won't be grabbed. The video won't. I don't know if.
The quality. That's why I was asking that.
Oh, yeah.
It's not this that you processed,
no,
right?
No, no,
okay.
No.
Okay.
It's in real media, so it's very compressed.
So here we see that we have the shop at 18, then after 22, then after again, and if we go down. I mean, maybe in terms of shot here, we can see that. Right, I mean, so now this is shot 7, I suppose, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Okay, shot 9 currently, shot 10, probably. 11 or 12. No, 11. Oh.
10.
No, this is 10 indeed, okay. Yeah.
And then there is.
Yeah, this one, it's 11, 12, for 14 seconds. On a manqué celui-là, c'est ça? Par
Yes.
exemple, yeah, okay.
And
Okay.
this one, yeah,
Yeah, it's inside and yeah.
It's a dissolve, so it
It's
doesn't
really a
detect.
dissolve or is it really
Yeah,
like, is you
no,
have the feeling
it's
that it goes?
with M player, it's a dissolve.
Okay. But it's not standard man-made movies because I would say most of the time people didn't do any dissolve. Yeah, I could see here. I mean that it was like here
Okay.
yeah, horse. It was only one single
Okay.
one.
I don't know if this one, if we see was correctly. You see?
Yeah. This is the one I had seen here. But as I said, I mean, with even the motion detector, when it's black, it's there's not s no structure, so
But
you
there
don't
is a
esti
moon.
yeah, but you don't really estimate motion.
Okay, because there is no motion, in fact, between the
Well, there's
lines.
no structure. There's no texture,
Yeah,
if you want to say so, and
okay.
this is not so good for the motion. But for instance, of course, between the horse and yeah. C'est-à-dire the cul, moi. Les vaches.
The cow?
The cows,
Yeah.
yeah. Maybe we could have detected things, but it's not even sure because you see the background is quite similar and it's not that sure.
Yeah, maybe to explain, this method was using a simple distance between consecutive histograms, and we didn't use motion features at all for that. That's why
So it's yeah, the and your histogram, so you had experience
yeah.
with it. So it scrambles, so you can scramble the image,
Okay.
and you get the same histogram.
Yeah.
So there is no structure, indeed.
Okay.
So of course, when you look the horse, and then you could see the cows. Of course, you have a black in the top, and you have also maybe 80% of like green, which is even not green there, but. Grass, you have stones, and so there are of course some differences because on one hand you have horse, but it's black, so you have more sky, which is black on the right, so you don't care about this. So it's a global, it's a global histogram. So yeah, but it's when for this I would for this application I could imagine that it would work quite fine. And it's a threshold, but still it's adaptive, right?
Yeah.
If I remember well, yeah.
With a sliding window.
So, because of course, if you just compute the yeah, if you have the report, because if you compute the distance between the two histograms, I think this was Bhattacharya, right? So now you know. And so if you take these two with the Bhattacharya. Then of course, if you just do a threshold, when there is motion, you will see a lot of things changing. So
Okay.
by using an adaptive threshold, if you see that there is a continuous change of the distance, you don't do a threshold. It's only if you have an identified peak, which is 50% or maybe 2 times higher than the next second value in the window, then you see it's a shot.
Yeah.
Right, I
I
don't
don't know
know.
if you want to make use a whiteboard or here it's it was to this it's in only the this
Yeah, yeah.
part about shot boundary detection is in French unfortunately, but
Yeah.
this image shows the results using motion when you use the motion features, and here on the right is when using the histogram distance. And the motion features can better show what's going on when there is such a difficult transition, while with the histogram, yeah, it just shows that there is a short change at the end. But even for dissolves, I don't have examples here, but there is not a strict transition.
It's continuous
It's
for
continuous
dissolve,
for
yeah.
dissolve.
but
These objects are,
anyway, it's difficult. I mean, in general, because sometimes there are some dissolve. You could imagine they are part of a scene, and so. But of course, when you have cuts, you can see they are easy to detect, right? I mean, like something, yeah. So with the motion, basically the motion tried to estimate what's the motion between two frames, right? If my image is there, but after it's there, and it looks at how many points are well matched. So you can see that, like, somebody speaking and so on. So before the shot, you can see that usually there are like 90% of the points at least, right? There are some motion. But then after, suddenly, if you go from one frame and you try to match all the points here with like a translation plus a zoom plus maybe some rotation, you can't find anything well, right? So basically, you would see that the number of points maybe are only 10% of the points you can match well, so it's easy to detect. And after, you can see that indeed, because it's a long shot and it's almost like a flat plane, you can do a very good registration. So the number of points is very high. I mean, the number of points that are matching. And here, you basically here with a histogram, you can see it's very flat. But of course, if you go from this histogram to this, which is essentially green, you have this big measure, which is here the Kite 2. I don't know whether this is what you is implement is used in the.
No,
No, it's
now it's well, for the video you saw it was it's
it's
Bhattacharya.
BetaSha, yeah. Okay. Yeah, and you have maybe one image with the adaptive threshold. I think you had something like this, right? Just to explain how. Yeah, this is like here.
So there is the idea is having a sliding window. We have already all the data that is on the graph, and then to detect the changes, we do a calculation with points under this sliding window, within this sliding window, and we calculate. So what do we do here? In fact, we want to detect that this point in the middle is higher than
Alpha times the maximum of
the
the other
threshold.
ones,
Exactly.
of the other ones.
Alpha times the maximum of the other ones.
So the, of course, if it's you are not a maximum, you are not going if inside the window. You are not the max. Anyway, you are not going to be to be above alpha times the max of the others, right? Because alpha is lower than one.
But if you are in the maximum already at this point, we check simply if this value is alpha times the max of the other points.
Like for
Let's say this
instance,
point
yeah.
here.
Like for instance, here I see six, but I don't know whether this was for Bhattacharya or for Kite 2.
It may be for Kite six, but for Bhattacharya it's for the test. I think it's 2.4.
2.4, yeah. So it's a bit less because the amplitude is much smaller, yeah. So you can. It was not so obvious, I mean, because the
No.
motion, I mean, it was in the shot we've seen, because especially with Kite 2 square, the amplitude is much bigger than with Bhattacharya, right? You can see that it could go to 700, and when it's there is nothing, it can be zero. Whereas Bhattacharya is between 0 and 1, so you have not so much amplitude. But still, in some of the these videos, for instance, even if we're going to go now, if we want to go now for the kayak case, I don't know. At some points he is targeting two kayaks and he's moving quite fast towards two other people. I don't know what happened there, if it was detected as a short transition or.
In the first shot,
Yeah.
yeah, I saw that it was detected
It
as
was
the
it
shot.
as a shot, okay. I was
You want
wondering,
to see now? Okay.
yeah, maybe.
But he didn't. Okay.
But here, for instance, you understand. So we can show this tomorrow to the people at the
Yeah.
Cinetis meeting. I mean, so.
Okay. We look
Right?
to the connection
Yeah,
from
okay,
Windows.
yeah, we need a
Okay.
connection, that's true.
And
Yeah,
you have
that's true.
the laptop or you have it?
Yeah, I can bring my laptop if necessary.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll bring it. Okay, so
Okay.
it's done.
This is IDEAP laptops. So here, in fact, after 12, I don't know if it's, I think it's 12 frames.
Oh yeah, but normally there is
Yeah.
a burning. If you maybe you can play the shot, or it's strange. I
Oh yeah,
mean,
maybe a burning.
maybe you play. Yeah, if you play the video. Well, at the beginning, I don't know what's
Oh, but
happening.
there is no. I didn't.
You
I
didn't
don't
generate
find
the okay the
the
real
media,
media. Okay.
but yeah, it's complicated.
Well, no. I mean, here I can see that it was detected as a single shot.
Yeah, here we can see that. Yeah.
Okay, I was because here you can see that the
Oh.
motion here is he's doing a zoom on the two
Yeah. And
kayaks
then there
here,
is translation.
and then he's doing quite a fast transition from this to another one,
Okay.
and I was wondering whether so if you. Well, though, of course, it's true that it's mainly water, so maybe the color is indeed quite. But as the kayak is entering quite fast, I mean, you can have quite maybe
I
good
can see
distance.
there is another program that
But I
can
see that
see.
it seems to be. How many shots do you have indeed? Did it
Here
detected?
in it's I think it's there are
Six.
five normally.
Yeah, the one is
If you
maybe.
expand all
So you did it
four.
with what, by the way? It's with the images I gave you,
Yeah.
or okay.
The other one I had problems converting the video into DivX, and then so I
Yeah.
used a program from software from Sébastien, PPM
Ah, to
for
regenerate an
AVI,
AVI file. Okay. Yeah.
because yeah, one thing maybe we will talk about that is the library. It doesn't compile anymore on Debian
Okay.
machine. Yeah, so maybe some work has to be done on this. I don't know why this image doesn't appear. This is the frame that is extracted to be the shot keyframe here. This one is this one, the middle one. So I don't know why it doesn't appear, but it's just a simple problem in the get frame. But what I can show you now is
So still
a
it's.
little program if we want to be very precise about. So it's get frames. And we were interested in around, what do you want? Around 6, 7 seconds?
Yeah, I mean, initially, I don't know why there is a shot detected.
Okay. If we do play next. Oh, here.
Yeah.
There is something wrong.
Ah,
So,
okay, so
whatever is
the okay,
happening.
so the 0012 here is an image number
Yeah, in fact, yeah,
in
that's
your
what I said.
program.
It's a frame number. I
Ah,
don't know why.
okay,
Yeah,
yeah,
it's a frame number.
okay, so then
This is
this.
the frame number. This is in second. But I kept the frame
So,
number.
but 0012, c'est quoi? It's in seconds or
It's
it?
12 frames, zero
Okay.
seconds.
Okay, yeah, okay. Seconds plus
Yeah,
number.
the next is 11 seconds.
Okay, so
That's
basically
fast.
what has been extracted is this pointer of the band. Okay, so this is normal. Okay.
Yeah, so if we do every second, the middle frame is this 1000. Okay, just it's another kind of browsing page, but to be more precise about
Okay.
to check maybe the
Okay,
this
like
frame.
transition,
Yeah,
something like
exactly.
this.
Yeah,
Okay.
then you go back to one frame around 160, for instance. And there is,
Okay.
yeah, that's
Ah,
it.
okay. Understand.
Prev. Okay, you see that there is a. Okay, it's not a shot change, it's a motion actually here.
Yeah, it's motion. Yeah,
Yeah,
it's not a cut. Yeah, but I was thinking that maybe it could have been. But it's true that
it's.
it's mainly water when we see things, so it's not such a big. But yeah, sometimes I mean you can have very things. I mean, you just think about mo action movie and things like this. Well, sometimes very difficult. So for cuts, usually there is no problem. People say this is a cut, this is not a cut. But like for dissolve, even sometimes people may. It's people may have some trouble. I mean, saying this is a deferral, this is not. This should be labeled as a transition or not. Some people will say, yeah, but it's part of the thing. Or, for instance, in like in also in comment, advertising. Usually, because the shots are very short in advertising, usually it's very fast, and so sometimes, when you have an incrustation like last time, what should you say? It's a change of, but
when you have the goal results, then in fact it's not a short change.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah. It's so sometimes very difficult. At least what I can see is that currently, like for Cinetis, for instance, if it's to do color correction, or for instance, if it's too black to have it whiter, I think this type of things should be fine. Because basically, even if they are not real shots, they are not so interested if it's not real shots. Maybe after they have this, and they may say, okay, just by looking at least the summary, so maybe for the summary we could do better keyframe extraction, for instance. But by just looking at the keyframes and so on, they may say, okay, from this shot to this shot, we apply like specific color enhancement algorithm or restoration algorithm or to improve the brightness and something like this, right? And so I think for them this is fine.
So after this could be made manually, actually, when you say from this shot to this shot is using a graphical user interface, someone would do manually for each?
Well, maybe after, I mean, they would, they would go directly and say, select the shots from here to here, and they would say, you apply this algorithm, So of course, we could try to make scene clustering and so on, but I'm not even sure that this is necessary for them at this point, because if they have a 6-minute movie, if they have 30 shots, for them it might be easier to look at from here to here, I apply this, and they can do it quite quickly. And they have to do it anyway, because what's going to take time might be to select the type of restoration algorithm or the type of things. So this might take more time than having to click 2 times on 2 shots rather than having directly a scene, right? So I think for them, this type of things is going to be useful, at least for this task. If they want to do stabilization, it might not be sure that this is the right segmentation for some of this, but this is another point, which for motion stabilization, as I said several times, we are not we did not commit to provide anything, but of course if we can provide things we'll do it, but so do you have more question, or do you have
I have looked at the demo film. I think it's about 40 minutes and about 173 different shots. So
this is the one in the DVD?
Yeah.
Maybe we can see a little bit if you want. Play.
Yes. And I don't know if this is a real sample DVD, because this will make about 5 seconds for each shot. So I think it's very short.
Well, no, it's okay.
Well, I just, I think this
is. This is to make a change in the color, light, and they have a lot of shots.
Yeah, but after, I mean, it might be more like a guy. In an interface, a guy interface. I mean, if they can select from shot 1 to 7, this is the same. They may do the grouping by themselves quite by looking at this, and it may take less than 1 minute. And I think it's anyway, if it's too summarized, after they may want to go inside to see whether there's no special things. I mean, so because after it depends. I mean, if you give only 1 keyframe per shot. After, I mean, it's 170 images, it's quite fast, right? And so I think, and the hierarchical thing is good, because still you can check if you have some ambiguities, you are not sure, you could.
Okay, in fact, I didn't understand that, but now I understand better that Cinetis wants this kind of method to help them to restore and to apply
At least,
some algorithms to to make a better movie.
Yeah,
Okay,
yeah,
it's not
yeah.
for the client, for the user who will
Well,
maybe around.
ultimately, I think this is a type
If
of
you can,
things.
okay,
But at this point,
understand.
we,
But okay.
yeah, I hope that if it's a big success, they will ask IDIAF to provide something like this, of course, with
Okay.
some money, or at least to pay a student or somebody for doing it. But yeah, of course, this was ultimately, I think, one way of. If you could provide like chapters or something like this, indeed you could provide like the AVI to the clients, and he may ask for special services or and even to just to watch the movie to have direct access to different parts and so on. But it's, I mean, this labeling might be more easy to do for the client, by the client, because he knows what's there. I mean, he wants to have this and this and right. So.
Because he did the movie, so he wants to, okay,
Yeah,
to
he may want to
organize and
organize,
okay.
yeah, otherwise, I mean, this,
This is, yeah,
but of
problem.
course, it might be easy to do a very simple software, which would allow the user to select just the shots and give names, and after it would generate automatically some index, and I suppose the client might be interested in such a things if it could generate automatically on the DVD, but for, and you could imagine that before sending him the DVD, you could allow him to watch this type of interface, and he would be able to do the selection, say this is this, this is this, this is it, and when he would receive the DVD, he would indeed get already the chapters that he decided to put there.
And this could be done by through internet.
Yeah. And I think this may, it's good that this is a demo like this, because I'm sure that they might be interested indeed, because I imagine that some
From the
people.
client point of view and from the
Yeah.
preparation of
Yeah,
the
yeah,
movie
yeah.
DVD.
Yeah, so I think this is a very good and yeah. But so this is a kind of service, I don't know, either they give it for free and
We have an hour here, but sorry.
but you see that sometimes even here it's a bit like it's for instance, if people would like to have like some motion compensation, it could be proposed. But for instance, here it would be problematic to have motion. So here it's fine to do motion compensation, but stabilization rather than yeah. But for instance, here Ah, tu retardes joué deux ou trois fois. Non, non, ah, c'est marrant. C'est marrant comme ça faisait. On avait l'impression.
I think they made some
Effect.
special effect
Ok.
in the DVD. There is two or three times
If I go to menu, there is something.
you see the same kind of scene, just two or three
Ok,
times.
so maybe like here, for instance, it is just reproduced two times.
You know what this is? No, what menu? There is no menu in the
No, there
DVD.
is no
Okay.
menu. It's just one chapter at the moment.
Okay. So this is the same video, the AVI number one. And on the DVD, I saw that there are some other stuff. I don't know. This one?
I think
The
in the
same?
video there's two videos. One is the real video, and the other is just introduction. When you have the menu.
Okay.
So this is okay. This video is about 4 minutes, 5 minutes, right?
No, it's 30 minutes.
Oh, okay, so this is not the one that has been
No, but yes, this is the same, but there was a problem when I have to the grab from the DVD to the files.
Okay.
So this is why they
You
have like
have two
two
files.
files.
Okay, I understand.
But now I have one file also on the, so
Okay.
you can process again.
Okay. It's real time, right? I mean, the processing.
Yeah,
Yeah.
of course. I would maybe a little bit less than a bit more than real time.
A bit more than real time. Well,
I will have
anyway.
to check, but if it's
Yeah.
5 minutes videos, it's like done and quick.
Yeah. Normally, it could go faster. But it's probable that even for the project, you will do some of the reprogramming. I mean, to especially if we need to interface new.
OpenCV.
Yeah, or for just reading. I mean, the
Yeah.
DVX and things like this. So
Yeah.
it's so tomorrow. Anyway, for this we don't know exactly yet because
Okay.
it's not sure what they want to, what they use as tools for reading DVDs and so on. So. And because I don't think this is so difficult, now you have he also already looked at the histograms
OpenCV,
and OpenCV computing distances and so on. So if we want to do special things that probably run fast, it may be
yeah.
easier to do it directly. And but yeah, the interface is very, so the interface uses the output of your program,
Yeah,
essentially.
so that
Okay.
we use the white board. So
Okay.
in fact, yeah, the interface is quite simple to use. For instance, you see on the URL I put, okay, I just go, there is mmm.vidya.ch/cgi/bin/video/browser. Slash video browser three frames.html, and then this CGI program asks the parameter video name equals cinetics, okay, demo one. In fact, I just explained how to put the data on MMM, but it's quite simple. When you log into MMM with a CSSH, for instance, so you just put, it's working like this, MMM data video browser slash, and then this is the name of the new directory you will create. And there stands, there is a couple of things. Well, it's this name, so I would say this is video name. So video name dot AVI. Just because we need the AVI so that we can.
You can do the get frame.
Yeah, we can do the get frame.
But otherwise it's not necessary. Oh yeah,
Otherwise,
no.
it's not necessary.
Yeah. Okay. Oh
For
no,
the solve
you need
or
to
the.
generate these images, right? Okay.
Yeah, and this is. No, but this is done on the fly with get
Okay.
frame.
Okay, yeah.
So you need that. You need the XML, so it's video name. And I call it data.xml, but in fact it's just a simple convention. I could have put nothing, but I just put data. It's a convention. Data. And then video name. Okay, it's rm9.rm for the stuff. But in fact, yeah, when I think now we could have only with the extension you can see.
The name of the video file is video name.
The name is no, in
Is
fact,
or it's the
it
same as
it's
the
as a
directory,
directory,
yeah, it's the same as the
yeah.
directory. It could
Okay.
have been the video name
Yeah.
XL, but it's the same as the directory. And that's it, actually. When you do that, I did the same for kayak. You say kayak, in fact, now
Yeah.
it's kayak, and
Yeah.
then you can see. And this output, yeah,
XML, yeah.
this output, this file is an output from the software,
From the
the
shot.
shot boundary detection
Okay.
software.
And it's a simple format, I suppose,
It's a very simple format.
like you have
So,
scenes and shots
yeah.
and
Filming.
key some timestamps. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay,
We cannot see.
thanks.
So,
so, but you, yeah.
It's
Yeah, I mean,
a
it might be good
video
to view.
scene shot. It's hierarchical, so in XML and keyframe, timestamp. And from the timestamp and the video location, he knows how to get the frame, each of these frames. And if we do, in fact, I don't know, yeah, it's Mozilla Firefox 3 page 2.
So every
every
frame on
process.
the page is online.
And every frame is stored into
Is
a backup. In fact, every frame, it's MMM who manage this automatically, so that when you ask for this frame, in fact, we can. Okay, I just view from close.
Marc, tu l'as noté. Je l'ai
When
noté.
I view image, when I say view image, when I say view image on this frame,
Yes.
hop, we go there, and this is a. In fact, it's a Perl program that outputs, in fact, instead of outputting HTML or text, it outputs JPEG
Okay, I understand.
from the video
Yes.
with a timestamp. He outputs a
Okay,
JPEG.
but
This is quite nice.
on the server, the
And
original is a video film.
yeah,
Okay.
and this image is, if this image is
So, for example,
output to the client.
you can change the number
Yeah,
and
exactly. Yeah,
string.
yeah. That's what I did
Okay, I understand.
here,
In the other.
the other application.
Yeah,
Yeah,
okay,
I don't know.
perfect.
And who has the
Yeah, we need
right to
this one.
put,
Okay.
who has the right to put data on MMM?
For there are, yeah, the MMM developers, so I'm part of that. But we could
No, it's not for me. Yeah,
Okay.
it's not a problem.
Yeah.
I wanted to to say something else. Yeah, and the images are sent to your browser, the client, to this browser, but also kept in a directory in on MMM.
Okay, there is a local cache.
Exactly, a cache.
Okay,
I say backup, but it's a cache.
okay.
If I go back, that's how it works.
So if we, for example, now we have the case that this video is not correct because I have make a wrong grabbing. So we need to remove the cache for this video, or this is
No, no,
okay?
no, it's okay. For the cache, we have plenty of space on MMM,
Yeah.
so this is not a
Yeah, but
problem.
what I mean is,
Ah, yeah, for you,
if I put the same video with the same
yeah,
name
exactly, yeah.
instead of this one,
And it detects,
the
okay,
shoots are
yeah.
different.
So you go inside the getFrame function, you see where
Ah, okay.
it
We need
saves
to
it,
remove them.
and then there is a special naming convention,
Yeah,
and you can remove the.
okay, I understand.
But
Okay.
it's, yeah, it's
Yeah,
true.
it's not a real usage.
No.
Okay.
Because it's
Okay.
in cache,
Yes.
Understood.
so that
Okay.
if I put another video with the same name,
Ah, okay, yeah.
they will
Right.
happen again. They will appear,
Yeah.
this
Yeah,
I thought this one was.
if you have the same decomposition, right?
This one
Yeah,
was. If you have the
Yeah,
same decomposition.
but it may happen that for 90% of the frame it's different, so you see it's fine, but suddenly you have one of the frames, you don't know what it is and where it comes from.
But on
So.
MMM, for now, we don't have such many videos.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if you put in another directory, then it will work. Or a new naming convention with a special code.
Oh, you mean back because it's a MMM cache.
Yeah, MMM
Okay,
cache.
so this means that when it's done, if I go on my computer and I do the same, it's not going to enter in my cache, but it's going to be already there
Yeah,
in an MMM. Okay.
but it
So
can go in
so
the
it's not
browser
done
cache
on
also.
it's not done online.
The first time is
The
done
first
online.
time, yeah, but after it's it
Yeah, you
take
can
okay.
see here.
Okay, okay.
The first
I
time is
thought it
done.
was everything was generated on the fly,
You
so
know, you see that. Well, here it was cached because I already pressed view, but now it's on the fly.
Yeah,
Okay.
okay.
So it's
Wow,
quite
sweet.
quick.
But okay.
Yes.
Okay, so if you come back now.
And then if you come,
Yeah.
because
Okay, but
the images are already generated.
Yeah.
And maybe
yeah.
they are on the cache of this
yes, computer.
Browser, this
yes.
computer.
Yes.
So, okay.
But
that's why it's it was used with, yeah. Sébastien did the C function, and yeah, and the Perl is calling this C executable.
Yeah. Okay.
And it was used with MM server with Pierre.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Okay. And just
yeah.
a question on the organization of the MMM. So you don't have a part for a specific project. Every, for example, if we make a lot of film for Cinetis, all
yeah.
are on the top. I mean, all the film are.
The
you don't
yeah,
have
yeah.
separation for the film for Cinetis or for other project. And
in fact,
where you say video main equal,
we could, you know,
all are on the
okay.
same level.
You know, all these graphical user interface that you see.
So could you say video name equal Cinetis slash something?
Okay.
Or not?
Yes.
Okay.
We could do that.
Okay.
We could put Cinetis slash here and then Cinetis slash.
Okay. You think it would work? Okay.
But the point is, this interface is, I think, 6 or 7 files only.
Yeah.
XML,
okay.
Well, it's per CGI that I put XML and XSL. So it's not a big deal to
make
a new, like, Cinetis browser or
okay.
you know, video
browser.
If you need
to make some special thing on the browser.
Yeah, we copy all the files, and there is just one... one parameter, one string
okay.
that we need to know where this data is, and we could create an MM data, video browser, Cinetis, or
yeah,
something
okay.
else.
Okay.
It's quite extensible. And
okay.
Even if you would change the CGI, for instance, let's
yes.
assume that we say we don't do any scene thing, then we could
yeah,
remove,
exactly.
like, for instance, the scenes, right?
Yeah.
I was thinking that here I see that you have online video structure correction, which means that
yeah, but it's not. It was, you know.
Okay.
This is working. The expand all.
Yeah.
But this is.
Okay.
This is wishable
yeah,
function. So okay,
on
to do this.
Video annotation and video structure correction. But
okay.
It's not easy on the web. On the web with HTML pages to do such corrections like video structure corrections for instance.
Okay.
For that you need it's possible maybe on interfaces like Flash or Java
yeah.
but still it
okay
there is it takes more
okay
work
no, I was thinking
but yeah no, but it's good good point.
No, because I was thinking if it's there, I mean, we could use it.
yeah.
We could see that. Yeah.
And all these files are only internal. This means if I go on Cinetis.
No. From outside, we can view
outside
them.
Of Egypt, we can access this.
Yeah, from home, I was able to access them.
With a password? Or
no.
Well, we can make for instance for TSR videos, Alessandro asked me to do the same thing, and we had a password convention.
Okay.
So this is possible to make.
Okay.
For these videos.
nobody. I'm sure it has been downloaded several times, and people there are some lawyers that are
waiting.
No.
There is no password protection for this.
But yeah.
Maybe what I say, I'm very tired. it's demo, and one can say you have to guess the name.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, but yeah, it's good to.
We have a good point about password protection issues.
Yeah, it might be good indeed if we start building some experiments like this still to have a password.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the framework is ready with TSR
Yeah,
videos. So
I understand. Yeah.
usually what we do sometimes, okay, just to say something about password protections sometimes. Instead of having a purely secure directory, we put a code number so that it's quite impossible to guess.
Yeah.
Instead of video name equals kayak, then we would have 0675 or
Yeah.
two. And then this directory from outside, we have to take care that. Okay, not only the video name, this URL is not accessible, but also we should take care that in fact it's in MMM data video browser and this is accessible from outside. We should take care that this directory or in fact this directory is not listable. You know, you cannot list from
Yeah,
outside
what's that? Yeah,
with
yeah.
the FTP or HTTP.
Okay.
Yeah, simple things with privacy issues, but there are some methods and everything. It's possible
Okay.
to make things private. Yeah, I don't know if you want to add anything, but I would say that for the C code, I just would like to stress something is that yeah, if you want to use the new versions, etc., I think we need to go a little bit through the code, and I would be happy to help
Yes.
to for instance, the classes about video structure, etc., for
Okay.
them. Yeah. And
Yeah, it was done indeed to be more general than just to do the shot detection, so that's why
yes.
the code is a bit more complex, I think, currently.
The code is based on OpenCV and Torch.
Yeah, in fact, it's not, there is no
Which
torch. It was called VisionLib
Yeah.
to read, to extract one frame, each frame of a video. You know,
Okay.
so it's from Sébastien. It was in the Torch library, but it's
Yeah.
nothing to do with Torch,
Okay.
and it's using
Just okay.
the OpenCV and some classes from
Yeah.
Jean-Marc for Bhattacharya Distance, etc.
Okay, yeah, it was
Image-processing.
the same ones as the
Okay.
one you saw in my code,
Image-processing.
yeah.
So we can forget Torch and use.
Yeah,
We
Torch,
can forget
yeah.
the input
Torch,
reader for
yeah.
the MPEG. We can use
Yeah.
OpenCV.
Yeah,
Okay.
definitely, yeah.
Okay.
C'est la foire du Valais qui appelle? Yeah.
Non, c'était le garage de la voiture. Non, ça.
Ok.
It's 4:30, so we did 1 hour.
Yeah, I
It's
think it's good.
good.
Yeah.
Good.
Just if you want, yeah.
Yeah.
This is the parameters of the C program,
Yeah.
but usage, video in,
Yes.
okay. The output
Output.
file XML, output file dist. It's the distance between each histogram, so
Yes.
that if the XML you feel there is not enough shots, you can instead of reprocessing the video, you reprocess this file.
Okay, that's good, yeah.
And
Okay.
also some other stuff. For
Okay.
instance, the alpha threshold we talked about is set to 2.4, and
Okay.
yeah. So the
Yeah.
seek first, that's the step we always use one, and it should be one because otherwise
Okay.
it's set between
Okay.
consecutive frames.
You can skip some frames.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
Yeah.
it doesn't. Well, it's better to keep it
Yeah,
one.
otherwise after, I mean, if there is a shot, you don't know between, because you dropped one frame, you don't know where the shot
So
is.
detection latency is about it's half of the
Sliding
window,
window.
sliding window. See? Option for
Number.
keyframe insertion again. Sub-threshold, yeah.
Yeah,
Leave
right.
it to one, yeah.
Okay, it's perfect.
Yeah. Maybe I will give you this file in as a it's a kind of README. Yeah, I just for
Yes.
preparing this Nice discussion. I'm quite happy to do that because it's good when you do something that there is someone you need next to you.
Yes.
Well, no, I'm sure that they will be, well, I hope they will be happy with something
At
like
least here
this.
with the interface, it's quite funny to see
The output.
that quickly you can do something in 30, if the video is 10 minutes, in
Yeah.
30 minutes, because
Yeah,
it's
super
not a lot
smooth.
of things to change, or even it can do it, we can do it
Yes.
quite automatically,
Yes.
it can be done. Yeah.
So just last question
Yeah.
really. So this makes a XML file. Okay, this
This
is the
generates,
program
yeah.
to generating the XML file and
Yeah.
the shot.
Yeah.
And with the kayak, you have one problem, you don't have the real media. So this is another thing.
Oh yeah.
How do you generate the real media? Yeah.
So the real media is a parallel thing that
Okay.
from the AVI you convert it into
Okay.
real media and it is done on Windows.
Okay.
Okay.
So you have some special tools from your media.
Yeah.
Okay.
There is the free one is okay. You can use the free. We have a license here at IDEAP, but if you want to pay, you pay for options such as resize or cropping. But in fact, maybe we don't need that, and it's called a Helix producer.
Okay, Helix.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, Helix producer, and that's it.
Okay.
Then
But
it.
anyway, you need to have Windows to make this.
Yes.
So I will ask you
Yeah.
someone else. Okay. Okay, I understand.
And yeah,
Okay.
with real
But
media.
this is made by a program done outside the app. Okay.
Well, this
This
is
is.
you can buy or you can order
Yes,
do it for
right,
free
okay.
on internet.
It's not the app program.
No, for the
Okay.
real media. And you didn't see, but the real media is called via a real server. So it's RTSP, the connection, and it's streaming, video streaming. So it's not HTTP, so that it can play smoothly. And but we are still investigating for other video formats because it's not supported, for instance, in Java applications, etc.
Oh yeah, you mean
Real
in
media.
the Java framework, what Mike presented,
Yeah.
you cannot play
Real
real
media.
media. Okay.
So there are many issues about that, but yeah.
Okay.
It's another problem.
Formats,
Yeah.
okay, so I think this was good to
Okay.
see the tool,
Thank you.
and tomorrow we are going to re-say most of the things, but shorter, I believe, right? I mean, it's
Yes.
not to explain. And I think maybe later, yeah, we can start
I
doing
think for
simpler.
test, I can take the real demo
Yeah.
and make
Yeah, the full.
the full processing.
Yeah, this might be
So I will.
interesting to see tomorrow. Of course, maybe they will say, 170 shots, or it's a lot, but. After, I mean, at this point, we have nothing we can do unless they know what they want to do with it, right?
Yeah, there are other things such as video structuring, but it's other level. It's quite
Yeah, but
expensive.
I think it's going very be very to be very good for them to visualize how you can organize things and maybe what they can do, how they, and so this is important.
Last thing, this is the kind of XML that is outputted. So it's the structure is such as
Okay.
video segmentation with a video scene beginning,
Okay.
something different. And then for each shot,
That's
you have an
interesting.
ID. Well, this is the terms from MPEG-7 convention, but anyway, shot, begin, and end. The shot keyframe that is the middle here.
Okay. And
Sub shot.
In this, the begin and end, the number is the, for example, the end is 0.12,
you're right.
12 is
12 frames.
This frame 2 weeks. Okay.
And in fact, that's what I output.
Okay.
On the, yeah, I think on the interface.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And there is only one subshot because, yeah.
Yeah, initially,
detecting the subshots, etc.
Well,
yeah,
we didn't, because you tried to do something.
Not with this one. But yeah, I tried to code some stuff, but I'm not so confident in the way it is.
Okay. Yeah, like for instance, if we need to find subshots, usually it, for instance, is better to have the whole shot to decide on how to build the subshots. But it shows that maybe if you store all the distances, the distances, we could do some basic stuff.
But we, even we should, for instance, for the videos, for the spectral clustering, for the clustering, here I store the distance between consecutive histograms.
Okay.
But we could
store
matrix.
That's the thing.
And then,
yeah.
I think there are many possible things within a spectral clustering. But there is one parameter that is very. I can't remember. What is the parameter?
The eigengap, you mean? No.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you mean in the Batacharya distance?
No. The eigengap to find the good number of clusters is so sensitive.
Yeah.
It's a bit later in the.
Okay.
So anytime, I would be happy to.
It's bon.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Everything is stored here. Okay.
I suppose.